Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Move like a bug. Move like a bug. Move like a bug. Move like a bug. Now dance like a bug. Dance like a bug. Dance like a bug. Dance like a bug.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. You have a lineup up here? Were we just guessing?
This is my best guess.
All right, we have Yankees are dealing with some COVID stuff. We had heard rumors that Glaber might not be playing tonight because he's still waiting on tests and stuff like that, and someone else was in there but not a player. So we can't wait any longer. I got to get home.
Yeah.
I want to go home and watch the game from home, have some dinner, finish these damn breakdowns I've been working on. So anyway, welcome to the pregame show. It's going to be the best show that we've ever had, and we're going to do we're not going to do the lineup because we don't have it. I'm sure we will get the lineup in the middle of the show, and then we'll do some thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Guessing Wade's going to be at shortstop. Voit's going to be at first. DJ's going to be at second. Gio's going to be at third. Judge is going to be in right. It could be Gardner, and I'm guessing Gardner's going to be in center, and Clint's going to be in left because if Hicks is like hurting in the leg area, just don't play him at the trap. And then Higgy's going to be behind the dish for Cole. So there's the fucking lineup. We did it.
Dance like a bug.
Dance like a bug. Jake, do you have anything you're honing in on? This matchup? This team?
I'm very honing tonight. Jim, can I be honest? It's been a while. I come here, I put on a pretty face. But inside...
opening up with a lie.
No. Permission to be honest.
Yes, granted.
I think the Rays hitting is in a bad place right now. And I think Gerrit Cole is going to do something like nasty tonight.
He loved it.
Like, if 12 Ks was the over-under, I would bet the over tonight.
Wow.
That's what I think's happening tonight.
And, I mean, this is you being honest.
These are honest, genuine thoughts. I'm not hamming it up. I'm not like, oh, I think Cole could be special tonight. You know, my Normer stuff.
Normer. Yeah, okay. I mean, I do appreciate the honesty. I'm trying to go to that. So I just refresh this so we don't miss out when the...
like a bug.
So, yeah, I mean, I just think Cole's going to put on a show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who's on the mound for the other guys? Your best friend? Buzzy McHugh's husband?
Oh, yeah.
And he stinks.
Yeah, has like, he been doing better lately or does he stink?
Jim... I've got a first for the year. And the chat's mad at me. I'm jinxing it.
Why are they mad at you?
I'm jinxing it.
Jinxes aren't real.
That's the thing.
Unless they happen.
I think.
Pick Higgy in the homer draft.
I think.
And that was your first problem.
If you needed to. If your family's missing you, really trying to kissing you, or whatever else you got going on, you might be able to just check the phone in this game. I think it gets ugly.
Well, I'm planning on making breakdowns while I watch the game. Like, you think I'll be able to?
Yeah, you'll get off like one silly, like you'll see, like one of the, Mike Harkey will do something silly on a mound visit and you'll get that gif off in like the fourth inning.
Okay.
And then, or like he'll think, Mike Harkey will think about going to the mound and then he remembers it's Cole and he's just like, oh no, he's the pitching coach. So you'll get that gif off, but yeah, you're good to do breakdowns.
So who's coming in after McHugh? Is it Yarbrough? Is it his turn?
Dance like a bug.
I think he's lined up for that.
Well, I think Colin McHugh's last start, Yarby was the... Yeah, it went McHugh to Fleming.
Who pitched yesterday.
So it's probably Makuta, Yarby.
Yeah, I think Yarby is fine to pitch for them. I think, who else? Those guys are hurt. Yeah, I mean, Yarby, it doesn't have his next start listed. So, I'd assume he's following today.
Uh-huh.
With Rich Hill supposedly slated for part of tomorrow. But the Rays are in a tough spot right now, man. I know we just walked away from... I forget what other roster we were looking at, but, like... Okay, Chris Archer, Yanni Chirinos, Michael Wacha. Like, two of those guys were supposed to be pitching for them this year. Nick Anderson's supposed to be, like, their closer. Diego Castillo's supposed to be closer number two. Oliver Drake is supposed to be a big weapon for them out of their bullpen. Poche is hurt. Chaz Rowe. They have a bullpen on the IL right now that is good enough to be a major league bullpen.
Yeah.
Anderson, Castillo, Drake, Poche, Chaz Rowe.
All your favorite artists.
Jalen Beeks. Like, it's... The Rays have the injury bug right now. I think this team is in a bad place. No G-man for Cole tonight. Like,
check this out. I just looked at Colin McHugh versus the Yankees numbers, and Odor hits him really well, and I had completely forgotten he was part of the Yankees.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was like, oh yeah, he's just on the IL. He's not, like, gone.
There was a couple tweets about that because he was running on the field before the game, so the beat reporters were on that, and everyone was like,
"This is a Yankee from yesteryear, Rougned Odor."
It's like a key cog for the Yankees for a little bit.
Yeah. The numbers are boring, and Colin McHugh was really good the last time he opened, but he's been pretty bad otherwise, and his wife is a bully.
His wife cyberbullied you. She put an allegation out there, true or not, you just can't put that on the internet.
Made my grandma cry.
Your grandma's always been happy with the size of your penis. And then Buzzy McHugh comes out and says, "You got a micropeen?"
Yep. Last time I saw it, he was a baby, but I thought it might have grown. That's what you said to my mom. About it.
About the situation. When your mom and grandma were talking.
Yeah. Did you? Okay. High and tight show, Jake. What the fuck? Supposed to be doing a high and tight show.
Tyler Wade is at shortstop. I'm pretty sure they announced that with Glaber not playing. Which, good. Like, okay. If Tyler Wade's going to start a game at shortstop in the trop behind Cole, I'm kind of okay with that.
They're saying the lineup's out now.
Like,
dance like a bug.
So what is it?
I want to see my what to watch for today is Tyler Wade in a genuine way, because I would love if he doesn't hit a ball on the ground today, like, I can't. The field today is trying to provide you a hit, Tyler. It's a speed field.
Where's the lineup, guys? Everyone's saying the lineup's out. And Hicks is in, and Gardy's out.
Let's see.
Okay, lineup. LeMahieu at second, Stanton DHing, Judge in right, Urshela at third, Voit at first, Hicks in center, Klee in left, Higashioka behind the dish, and Tyler Wade at shortstop behind number 45, Garrett Kolth.
Tiny, what to watch for is if Clint has trouble with the ball in the roof or whatever else causes him trouble, Cole having another reaction.
I like that.
Because that probably didn't go over too well.
It's fair.
You know, Cole shouldn't be reacting like that.
Is this our best infield defense?
Gio, Wade, DJ, Voit? Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, some people might say, like, Ford over Voit, and he's technically still on the team, but that really be...
Yeah.
Grasping.
You'd really have to be holding on to something.
Yeah. Yeah, cops stick together. It's code, you know? Man's got to have a code.
I just got to hear the song again. I know it's the middle of the show. I know it's unorthodox, but if I don't hear the
Move books. Like a bug. Move like a bug. Now dance like a bug. Dance like a bug. Dance like a bug. Dance.
Can you send me a link to that?
Insect song.
Insect song?
On YouTube.
and text Jess.
Okay. Pitching path to victory. They used Chapman yesterday. I think they'd really like to not use Chapman. Or, I mean, Johnny Lawoczka is out. He pitched two innings yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to use Chapman. He's now pitched three of the last 4 days. And, you know.
That includes the off day?
Includes the off day. Yeah, yeah. They could use Chapman, but I think if there's a way, if the lineup, like, if it's a safe situation in the ninth inning, I think they'll use Chapman, but I wouldn't be 100% shocked if they tried to sneak Chad as the ninth guy today.
Here's what I'd say.
Say it.
Like, if just it's 3 runs, I could see that playing out. 2 or 1 run lead.
Chapman.
I think it's Chapman because think Yankees mindset, road trip. If they have the ability to win the series at the Trop with all the COVID stuff going on and who knows what we're going to find out before tomorrow's game, you get the win. So if you have to throw out the Tampa Toppins tomorrow instead of the Yanks because of this COVID stuff, then you do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Sal, from Massapequa.
And then if it's a bigger lead, like say Cole Cruises and they have a good amount of runs like you're predicting, who is it? Just Sessa? Just going to be like Sessa's hasn't pitched in a while now.
Could you get a King follow?
Well, where's King?
King
at?
Pitched 13 on Sunday. It's Wednesday.
Could be.
So if it's a Cole for 7, King for 2, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They might do Sessa too.
Or, dude, they kind of love doing the funk because they haven't had crazy bullpen days in a while. That, like,
you might see, like,
Sessa, Peralta, King. Like,
you might see Cole to Litke.
Wilson.
Litke to. Yeah, they might try to. Dude, I think. I don't know what the recipe is because.
They've got five guys, they don't care.
If it's a 4 or 5 run lead, I think that you might see them use 5 pitchers in 3 innings or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, use too many moves just because they, like, well, let's see what Wilson's got against the Rays. And, well, Litke hasn't pitched in a while, so yeah.
Peralta's thrown 1 pitch in the last 5 days.
Yeah. Evan says the lineup's already out.
4 days.
We got it.
Evan Sussman.
We did it.
No joke.
All right, that's the pitching path to victory. Now on the Rays, Jake, they want to win the series, and if they lose today, there's no way they can win the series. And they got Diego. They got Fairbanks.
Castillo's hurt.
He is? He's not listed as hurt here. Oh, he is. They got Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And is it Kittredge? Is he the other guy they like using? And then that new dude, McClanahan, who I don't think we've seen that much of.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the most talent. I mean, more talented than Kittredge. I mean, dude, they pitched Hunter Strickland, who, you know, if you follow baseball, he's been knocked around a decent amount, but he's been great for the Rays this year. So they used him last night. Thompson, they like. Jeffrey Springs, they like a lot. I think the Rays pitching path to victory, if they're trying to win this game or if it's close or whatever it is, which the Rays do, I mean, it's Yarbrough following
McHugh to Yarbrough.
McHugh to Yarbrough, and then it's Ryan Thompson, Jeffrey Springs, and then they probably just try to get it to Fairbanks for there.
All right.
Maybe some Kittredge.
Man, if Cole's cruising and then the Yarbies out there, human delay, slowing everything down.
Mm.
All right. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Dude, I almost chose Gary instead of. I really wanted to. You chose Gary yesterday. No. I really wanted to choose Gary. I was about to choose Gary because of the limited. We might not see him again in the series situation, right. But then my heart got swindled into Voit in his first day. Yeah. But my brain was telling me choose Gary because he might not play again this series, and I was pretty upset when he homered because I celebrated at first, like, oh yeah, because that's how close I was yesterday inside my head before I was like, Voit return. So anyway,
just to confirm,
I did not choose Gary.
Didn't take Gary. I know your feeling. You're talking about it. It's not great.
Yeah, you have great. First pick.
alas,
all ass.
Jimmy?
Question mark. Is that what you said?
Dance like a bug.
Dance like a bug.
So Dracula gets in there. The guys I picked yesterday, Clint and DJ LeMahieu, did not homer. I think what I'm going to do, Jim.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton.
I thought of something funny.
All right.
I thought of telling one of the new editor-producer gang.
Yeah.
Hey, when you have time, can you go to all the shows for the last month and make a supercut of all of my mm-hmms?
Mm.
And it's just like a terrible task.
Yeah.
But it would be a funny video if it was just like a minute long of me just, you saying something and me just going,
There's been a lot of grunts lately around here. I like it.
Yeah. So,
who are you going to take?
So, you're taking both big dudes.
I'm taking the big boys. Today's my go for it day.
Today's my go for it
day. All right.
Oh, today I'm
going to. I've got a regret not pick, so we'll see if you take him.
Okay. Today is my go for it day. Huh. Yeah, I'm going to take. Boom, 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 boom. Well, Gio is my first pick.
Bing, 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 bing. Or Shella.
Yeah, Gio Urshela is my first
pick. It's a good pick.
Yeah. And
it's a good pick.
Then I'm going to go with the guy batting ninth. Just joking. I'm not taking him. I'm taking Hicks instead.
Hicks was the guy that I got a good feeling about. So I'm proud of you.
Well, it's Righty Hicks if he gets up against Yarbrough. And Righty Hicks has good memories in Tampa. So, and he's, you know, proven he's not hurt. And if he homers, he doesn't have to run. He doesn't want to run because he hurt his foot. And I think he hit it off his left foot, which you don't need to put a lot of weight on your left foot when you're swinging righty. So Hicks versus Yarby, home run.
All right.
A lot of people are saying, I was just reading the live chat, and it almost went like a flash flood of like, that pick was a home run. And I get the joke they're making, and I appreciate it.
I don't know if anyone said that.
Oh, well, no, this it scrolled already. If we were to scroll up, it was just like, dude, it was like, and it was just everyone being like, that was a home run of a pick, Jimmy.
Zach,
whose picks do you like better?
I like going all out, Judge and Stanton.
Hard to never. Yeah,
thank you.
Hard, it feels like a good.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
Jake was playing for your vote. More so than anything, because you're never not going to get Zach's vote if you go Judge and Stanton.
You have to.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't care about the vote. I was complimenting your pick because I was getting ready for the love.
No, you only chose them for Zach's vote.
No, yeah. They're pretty good.
Well, and also you knew Zach would choose
they're
you.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, but mostly. Stan's a great pick. He didn't homer yesterday, so he's due for a homer.
Due for a homer. Judge homered yesterday, so he might be due for a homer. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. All right, over under. It was 8 yesterday.
Oh,
went
God.
Under. The Rays offense looks bad. So you got
7.
Ooh, okay. Let me think on it.
Think on it.
Because
what's going on with talking like Yanks who come live from Long Island every day?
I don't know if they're going to go full 7. I think that the over-under, honestly, for the Rays is 1.5.
1.5.
That's what I'd say it as. Because they look bad, and Cole's good. But they do kind of have Cole's number. And then I think, I'm going to say 7.5 is my guess.
OG, man.
7 flat. Nice.
C'est quoi?
I'm going to take the over. But I fully believe in the under.
I'm going to take the under today.
Because yesterday I fully believed in the over, and I took the under. So today I fully believe in the under, so I'm taking the over.
Yanks had a couple ducky-ducky situations that didn't happen yesterday, but that's baseball, man, you know?
Ducky-ducky?
How about that Voit ball not getting to the wall, at least?
Yeah. Well, dejuiced balls.
They're dejuiced.
Um,
do you have any premos?
Yeah, Zanino's going to pop a solo shot off Cole.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's not really a premonition, more so. It's just a thing that's going to happen.
I'll go no hitter.
Good. Because then I'm going to have to act like I don't care about it.
Right.
Because I declared no hitters boring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, keep your phone on you, because seventh inning, it'll be like, Eric Cole, no hit through seven.
My phone's not on me right now, so.
It's over here. It's charging.
Oh.
I'm juicing you up, babe.
Thanks, babe. Please appreciate it. Okay. My premonition. Did I say one already?
Zanino homer.
Yeah, but then I said that's not
but
really a premonition.
Then you had something else that you saw.
Just got my text
message. No reply.
Wow. Chopper over the pitcher's head.
Chopper. Wade makes a nice play.
I know. Wade chops it.
Wade chops it. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
That's my W2, W4. If Wade doesn't put a ball on the ground today, remind me to be mad on the podcast.
What's all his stuff so far? Ground ball, fly ball.
I don't have his percentages off the rip.
It seemed like you did.
It's 2-for-10 this season.
So he's 2-for-10?
Yeah.
Is that better than his career average, batting average?
Probably.
Ground ball rate.
We gotta stand task. Late lineups. Can't ask you guys how big of a hit was Call Me Maybe all time.
It's one of the biggest songs of the summer.
Like sensation.
We haven't had a song of the summer that... Oh, like if you're like, hey, what's been the most popular song of the summer of recent years? You'd go down and you'd be like, was that bigger than Call Me Maybe? And he's like, no, we haven't had a bigger song of the summer since Call Me Maybe, which was what, 24?
Old Town Road?
Ooh.
Ah, fuck, Zach.
Old Town Road is,
yeah, that's on its plane.
Yeah, that's.
That's on its plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's bigger.
No, it is. It was just it's a slightly different emotion.
Yeah. Oh, it's a different emotion.
It's a different emotion. But yeah. I mean, party in the USA.
All right. Wade's at 71% ground ball rate this year.
He's got to put one on the turf tonight.
Okay. Party in the USA, but then Call Me Maybe trounced it.
How about this?
I don't know what order those songs came out in.
If he turfs one early and gets a base hit, then I think he homers.
Oh, wait.
I put a lot out here today.
Another song of the summer that everyone like loved to say, like, I hated that song, but it was like stuck in your head, was the music video's Clueless. I'm so fancy.
Oh yeah, Iggy. Iggy's
yeah, that was a big that's
a good
that
tune.
Was 2014.
It's a great tune. I do think Party in the USA was a tier above. But
you've switched from Call Me Maybe to Party in the USA. I don't know which one you're referring to anymore.
Party in the USA.
As the best song of the summer ever. Because I think Call Me Maybe was bigger than Party in the USA.
I don't know.
Because everyone knew who Miley was. Call Me Maybe.
Right,
like,
I have that as a plus.
Dude,
like you said about Carly Rae, I think some people did tap out on that.
I don't think so. I think they thought they did.
Is Carly considered a one-hit wonder?
Jepsen? I don't know. She did a song with Tom. Tom Hanks was in another music video.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think if we went to her YouTube, there's probably a couple songs with millions of views. But, I mean, there's a hit.
Someone said Closer by the Chainsmokers was a big one.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
How's that one go?
Hey. I was doing just fine before I met you.
Oh, okay. No. That's an issue. That song sucks.
That Blink-182 song. Yeah.
I think that song is closer to Carly Rae Jepsen than Party in the USA.
That's such a different emotion than those other songs.
What's Aaron's deal in the chat? Talk Yanks.
What?
Who said that?
Aaron.
Can we talk Yanks, please? No, Aaron, the show fucking ended,
it's
and
over.
We're talking music now. What do you want from us, dude? We did the lineup. We did the pitching path to victory. Jake gave a what to watch for. I gave a what to watch for. We made our homer draft picks. We did the over-under. It was supposed to be a high and tight show. We did our premonitions. Now we're talking music. Get out of here.
That's showbiz. Thank you for watching.
Like a bug. Oh, I played the last second of the song.
No.
Oh, man.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.